Sportsnet 650.
What happened to the Caps? Did they blow it? It sure felt that way watching that yesterday as they fell 2-1 in Portland yesterday. They settled for the third seed. We are joined now by Sportsnet 650 footy hooligan or analyst, depending on which way you want to look at it, Mark Rogers. Good morning, Teddy.
Good morning, guys.
Did they blow it or what?
It's a difficult question to answer.
It's complicated, right?
Well, did they blow it? At the beginning of the season, I think everybody would have taken third place. A lot of the discussion was whether they'd sneak into the playoffs or not. Now, nobody had seen Jordy Reyna at that stage, and he made a big difference to this team. Mm-hmm. But in the end, coming third, I don't think it's a massive failure. That being said, holding the first place spot and just needing to get 3 points at home against San Jose, they'll look back with disappointment. And it's how they played this game and the lineup choices by Carl Robinson that a lot of people are questioning right now.
Talk about that part of it, Mark.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we spoke about Marinovic last week. I don't think that was a surprise. And he made on both goals, I think he could have done better, especially on the first one. He has to punch that clear or catch it. The other ones that are strange to me, if Montero's carrying a knock from training during the week and he's got a slight injury, then why was he even dressed? You know?
Agreed.
So that if he wasn't fit to play, then he's not fit to play. He came on as a sub. That was a strange one for me. I would have thought he would have started that game. Nosa, you know, his first game is he's not match fit. You could see he picked up cramp late in the game, but I actually felt he did okay. But you could definitely see there was a lot of, from a defensive standpoint, a lot of sort of getting to know each other with Ali Gazal, and Portland punished them for that. They attacked right down the heart of the Vancouver Whitecaps at times, and they couldn't deal with it.
And that's where they started, Mark, that's where they started getting into trouble defensively, was just that, was that they... When you have guys that have played together for most of the season, you kind of know where the other guy is and what the tendencies are. When you have a guy that has not played at all, and I know they want to get him a game here or there, but to have him come in such an important game and play as many minutes as he did, it's a bit mind-boggling. I don't understand it.
Yeah, it was. I don't think you can look at his performance and say it was poor. I think from an attacking standpoint, especially, and possession, I mean, the Caps didn't do much in possession, but he was probably their best player that, with regards to that. But it's just defensive cohesion. And as you mentioned, Steve, him and Ali Gazal looked like they weren't on the same page at times yesterday. You think to Chani, and the sort of understanding they have from a defensive standpoint, it's really hard to play through the middle of the Whitecaps when those two are playing together. So the last one for me was Teixeira. And I don't know if he's carrying anything, but he came on as a sub instead of, and Brekshay's had enough starts of late, but you know, you look at Bolaños, and I don't know what the game plan was with him. I thought he had a really poor outing again. You know, you see the way he plays for Costa Rica. He's so influential for them. And he comes back, and over the last few months for the Whitecaps, he looks disinterested. I mean, it's slow when he's in possession. He takes so many extra touches that he just slows the whole attack down. And the Whitecaps just, they looked second best significantly yesterday against Portland. And the only reason that game was close, from my perspective, was another set-piece goal, which is, it just shows how important they are. It got them in front, but in the end, the right team won that game. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there'll be a few question marks. I'm a little surprised with some of those decisions going into that game, because if anything, it was an opportunity to put out your starting 11 that you know is going to go into the playoffs and see and give them a little bit more time and understanding, because he's been rotating a squad so much over the last couple months that maybe he just still doesn't know what his starting 11 is, which is a big surprise now.
We're talking to Mark Rogers here on Sportsnet 650, talking Whitecaps as they get set to take on San Jose on Wednesday in the knockout round. Do you stay with Marinovic now as your goalkeeper, or do you go back to Ostead after what you saw in sort of a clutch, sort of a game that mattered a lot? And I think we all liked the way Marinovic was playing, but after yesterday, it kind of left you scratching your head a little bit, because there was at least that second one. I had more issue with the second one than the first. I know a lot of people had an issue with the first one. I don't know how you hang on to that ball with a rocket that's you're diving out to try to grab onto, but where do you go with from goalkeeping standpoint?
Well, the funny thing is, James, with the first one, it's if you make the decision not to catch that ball, then you have to parry it away from goal and away from danger. And mm-hmm. that situation, it's either a punch or you parry it out for a corner kick. But you can't parry it back out into traffic because it's very difficult for a defender. If it's not at them, it's in the back of the net. You know, the second goal, yeah, he's made a decision to come. The player gets in behind of Nowinski, and he comes very slow and late.
And he slides on his knees too, instead of turning his body with, you know, his legs out to the side, which creates more of a body. He came out on his knees, which gave him such limited size going, you know, wide-wise yeah. instead of up and down-wise.
Well, one of the things we've seen from Mirovic is his aggression and his aggression from the goalkeeping position, and he didn't have that edge in the game yesterday, but who do you go with? I mean, it's sort of, you've brought this goalkeeper in mid-season, and it looks like they brought him to be the goalkeeper for next season for the Whitecaps. That's what it looks like to me. David Ostad's contract's coming to an end. Do you continue to go with him, or do you put in the goalkeeper that's sort of been around for the last few years? And I know a lot of people will be crying out. There's people that are in both camps right now, and a lot of people will be crying out for David to get the start in the playoff game on Wednesday. I don't think that's a huge problem based on the fact that for MLS, both goalkeepers are good MLS goalkeepers. I don't think you're going to lose by playing either of them, but there's definitely going to be question marks in the dressing room and in the stands on who starts that game.
They have yet to win a playoff game in MLS history in the Vancouver Whitecaps. Do you see them getting it against San Jose, a team that came here just two Sundays ago and were able to come back and steal a major point that ultimately stole 2 points away from a Whitecaps team looking to claim first in the West?
It's going to be a good game. The last time they played, and it wasn't very long ago, as you said, James, it was a good game. And I expect nothing different. They have two players in particular that I think can be very dangerous. And great names, by the way, Hika and Vaku. Fantastic. I think they can both be very influential. They're sort of both kind of like number 10s. They're very good on the ball, and they can unlock defenses. So I'd expect it to be another good game. I don't think it's going to be an easy game for the Whitecaps, but they're playing at home. If the crowd can get behind the team, that might be the difference maker. But also the difference maker for the Whitecaps in so many games this season and are set piece goals. And if they can chip in with another corner kick goal or a free kick goal, I think that could be the difference in this game. Certainly the counterattack has been good at times this year. Did not look good against Portland. Is very slow. Portland out counterattacked Vancouver significantly in that
big
game.
Time.
So I would, they'll have to tweak that, and possibly you'll see Teixeira back in the team, because when Bolaños plays, it's just it slows the attack right down, and it's just a totally different look for the Whitecaps. So I'd expect Teixeira to start again on Wednesday, and Montero up front. I'm surprised they didn't play in the game against Portland yesterday.
Shocking.
Sportsnet 650.